I am thrilled to have Sarah Kuypers on the line with me. She is the director at large for the Lake County Fair Board of Directors, and she's going to give us the scoop of this year, 2022 Lake County Fair. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Michelle.
How are you, dear?
I am fantastic. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. I think I even hear you smiling and like waking up. Oh, that's awesome. I'm doing fabulous as well. And the Lake County 2022 Fair kicked off, so let listeners know what they can expect for this fabulous event for the rest of the week.
And so we always kick off the fair with Senior Day. It's free gate admission for seniors and veterans. Our barns and our grounds are open. We do a flag-raising ceremony. And then we start our judging. We've got a lot of 4-H kids that exhibit animals and exhibit projects. And so our animal judging takes multiple days to get all of them completed. So we start off with our 4-H and open class rabbit judging. And then we also have our poultry judging. So all of the chickens and bunnies, you can come out and check those out. It's really cute. There'll be lots of little kids in their little white button-up shirts, and they all are great and adorable, and they'll be showing their animals.
Awesome. I love that I just heard bunnies in a sentence before 9 o'clock in the morning. Yes, you just made my day, honey.
There's lots of bunnies. And then we kind of, our daily schedule, if you are interested in looking at it, it's lakecountyfairminnesota.com, if you check out our website, because there's lots of things, and I will sound really boring if I just go through this entire list of every single day. There's tons going on. We've got inflatables all weekend for the kids. They can come in. The inflatables are included in your gate admission, so you don't have to pay anything extra to go.
Oh, nice.
We try and do that. We have a hard time getting a carnival to come up here with rides. It's just really challenging to get people that will travel from, you know, Texas and far, far away to come up here. So we try and do as much as we can for kids and families. That's included in our gate admission, so you don't have to pay extra for the things that are happening. We do bingo. There's also a 3K dirty dash. A lot of kids, or a lot of people, are usually involved in the dirty dash.
So mm-hmm. I've seen fabulous pictures of that from years past. Yeah,
it just depends on how gross the trails are, how dirty you get. It's not like we water them. You just never know what's going to happen.
Right.
And then we've got our 4-H horse show, which is really fun to watch. We've got a lot of kids that are, I think we've got 19 horses that are staying at the fairgrounds this weekend.
Oh, wow.
And we have a handful of people that haul in, too. So there's a lot of kids, a lot of exhibitors for the horse show. I'm personally involved because I've got kids that are riding in the horse show.
Mm-hmm.
So we have that going on, and that's generally most of the day. It starts at 9 and goes most of the day. There is food vendors there. Barbecue is going to be in
nice
for the weekend.
Yes.
The 4-H food stand is open. They usually do corn and baked potatoes and taco in a bag, all the things. The 4-H food stand, if you guys do come to the fair, is the Lake County 4-H's largest fundraiser of the year.
Okay.
Stuff's really inexpensive, and that's how they make most of their money to do all the things that we do throughout the year. So that's a pretty awesome thing to support. And then probably around 5, we do kids games. And that's also something that I'm close to because it's sponsored by Harbor Insurance Agency.
Where your real job.
Yeah, my real job. So we have kids games, and then we do kids drawings. We have thousands of dollars in prizes. You have to be present to win.
Uh-huh.
There's sign-ups in the commercial building at the information booth. So when you walk into the big commercial building, there's a sign-up. Put your kids' names in their age category, and we do prize drawings, and we're giving away scooters, we give away pools, we give away all kinds of really awesome stuff.
Nice.
And
so
then,
does the kid age range up to 54?
No.
Oh, so I can't participate?
No. But you can put your name in at the Harbor Insurance booth because I'm giving away a backpack cooler koozie that fits 24 cans of whatever you want to put in there.
Sweet. Okay.
You could possibly win that if you come.
Okay. There we go. So there are prizes for all
there
ages.
There are things for adults, yes.
Nice.
And then we do, at 7 o'clock, the MWA Professional Wrestling is coming back.
That's so
awesome. This is sponsored by Love and Lake County. And this is, these guys are really fun to watch. They're there at 7 o'clock on Saturday this year. Two nights of wrestling. We have free popcorn and ice cream.
That is so awesome. And I want to, if I can just give a shout out to my friend Barb, who loved that kind of wrestling shows. She's gone now, but so I just want to shout out to Barb that I'm going to go to wrestling tomorrow and in her honor, because that's so awesome.
Awesome. Yeah. It's really, really fun. Also included in the gate admission. It's not, there's no additional charge.
Are you serious?
Yeah, no additional charge. And popcorn and free ice cream.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It's
Lake County Fair rocks.
For everybody to come in. It's a $5 gate admission if it's not senior day. Friday, also in addition to the horse show and all the other things, Friday is kids' day, so kids 12 and under get in free.
This is so awesome.
Yes. And
so do you plan this like all year round? Do you have a respite, or are you always thinking fair time, fair time, fair time?
Oh, it's always. We send a handful of people down to the fair convention, the state fair convention in January, to start like booking things and planning things and going to trainings, and it's year round. Yep.
There's a fair convention. How did I not know that? I want to be part of that.
Most people don't know about it, but it's pretty, I mean, I've never been, so I can't even say that it's awesome, but I know a lot of the gals that go every year.
Uh-huh.
I was going to go this last year and scheduling didn't work out, but we always send two or three people from our fair board down, and there's vendors down there, there's carnivals down there, there's inflatable companies down there, there's trainings for barns and animals and safety.
Wow.
That are around. So,
you guys aren't just doing this willy-nilly. You're like getting professional assistance, and it's a thing that you are doing your best to put on the best county fair that you can with the resources that you have. That's awesome, Sarah. I'm speaking with Sarah Kuypers, the director at large with the Lake County Fair that's happening this weekend. It kicked off and it goes through Sunday, correct?
Yes, it goes through Sunday. So we're straight through 6 o'clock Sunday is when everything is released.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a lot going on.
That's so awesome. And I saw in last week's paper there was a whole half page highlighting some of the events, and I'm sure in this week's paper there probably will be even more.
Yeah, it should have everything in this week's paper, I would guess.
Sweet. And of course, for tech savvy people who want to go on the web, you can just totally look up Lake County Fair.
Yep, Lake County Fair, Minnesota. LakeCountyFairMN.com.
Nice. Anything else we didn't cover? Parking's going to be sweet. People shouldn't be worrying about like congestion or parking or.
No, Saturday is a little bit crazier because we have a huge barrel race.
Okay.
That comes in. And so there is a. You'll just have to park. There'll be people out there parking people on Saturday.
Okay.
Saturday is usually our largest day because we've got Renegade Riders Saddle Club does their Shannon Williams Memorial Barrel Race. And it's a fundraiser for local 4-H kids and just local youth and adults that are looking to go on to farther their either 4-H horse show or the Minnesota WSCA Champ Show. We give out scholarships for that.
Okay.
You need help paying for gas and things. So that's a huge fundraiser. It's one of the best attended events that the Renegade Riders Saddle Club hosts every year. We also have just a few more things on Saturday that I'll go through.
Mm-hmm.
Mobile escape rooms. We have a mobile escape room, Michelle.
I saw that.
Sponsored by Love and Lake County. I was able to write some grants, and Love and Lake County was very, very gracious and provided us some money so we could do some extra fun, very last minute things. We have a ventriloquist, Jeremy Lee Pack, that'll be there all day. More wrestling after that. And then Sunday is a really fun day. We usually do a horse show or we usually do something else. And to be honest with you, I'm horse showed out by Sunday because I'm very involved in that as well. We have new this year, we have a human tractor pull.
Oh, my goodness.
That, like, we are pulling tractors with people. It'll be really, really fun. We have a blindfolded lawnmower race that I am the defending champion of. I will not be there on Sunday, so hopefully somebody can win the title. And
that just sounds like an accident waiting to happen. blindfolds and lawnmowers? That just doesn't...
Yes. Well, you have a buddy that rides in a trailer attached to the lawnmower that tells you where to go.
Oh my gosh.
We have watermelon eating contests, frying pan and hay bale tosses. We've got a lot of stuff going on Sunday too. It's our family day. So lots of fun stuff. Just bring the kids and hang out for the day. It'll be really, really there'll be fun things to watch. All those things.
Right. Even if you're not participating, watching it's probably even more hilarious. And it sounds like the weather is supposed to be wonderful.
All weekend. It's great weather for a fair.
Yep. Awesome. Sarah, thank you so much for your time. I know that you're like divided into four different pieces this morning, and I really appreciate you calling in and letting KTWH listeners know about the fair. Thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you so much, Michelle. Have a great day.
Yep. We will see you soon.
Sounds good, honey.
Yep. Bye-bye. Bye. Lake County Fair 2022 open and happening right now.